make of his game and the way he's been playing this year? Man, he's
a elite player. Huge fan of Lamar for a bunch of these years now. We got the Battle of the MVPs, you know, this weekend, and it'll be good. They got a really good team, got a lot of respect for their coaching staff as well and their front office over there. Obviously, you got Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, two elite players. Well, we got a great team as well. We got a pretty good team as well with a lot of great talent over here as well, and that's why you play the game. You know, that's what makes football great. You get one game to go out there and prove it. It's not four best out of seven. It's one game, 6:30 here in Buffalo, and 60 minutes to go out there and prove it. And, you know, I'm sure they like their chances and we like ours. And, you know, it'll be fun to go out there and play in a divisional game. I'm 35 years old and I still get up for games like this. My heart rate still gets up and I get excited for games like this. And it's an honor and a privilege to be back in the playoffs and in the division round.
You guys have been consistently getting better against the run over the course of the season. You guys have been consistently getting healthier over the course of the season. What do those two things mean for the confidence going into this game?
Yeah, you just said it, man. You know, playing better run defense, getting healthier on defense, it just feeds into the confidence that you have. When you have success on the field, it feeds into the overall, you know, confidence of the team. Offense is doing their thing, special team is doing their thing, and we're starting to strike hot lately. So, like I said, it's the battle of two heavyweights, and this is what you want. This is why the NFL is the greatest league in the world, because you get matchups like this, and you get quarterbacks like this going against each other.
Von, how have you seen Josh Allen grow as a leader this year?
I've seen Josh since I came here in 2022. Josh has made strides, and you know he's always been confident, but you could just see him really just coming to his own. He's not really affected by what they say on the outside. You know, he truly knows who he is, and it's inspiring. You know, when you know who you are, your team takes on a shade of who the quarterback is. And you see Josh Allen walking around, he's good in his own skin, and you know that really, you know, bleeds off into everybody else in the football team, front office, head coaches, and the defense and offense as well.
Teammates have said he's found his voice. You've been in many locker rooms and been a part of many teams. What does it look like when a player starts to find their voice?
Especially when you got the marquee guy, especially when you got the best player on the team talking. It doesn't matter what they say or when they say it. It just inspires everybody else that he's the guy that makes this thing go. And you know, he could just say, hey, we're going to eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches today, and everybody will want to do it. That's just the type of effect that the best player on the team has. And you know, we all want to win. Josh wants to win, and we all take a shade of that.
Von, you said over your career, pressure is a privilege. You guys are going into your fourth straight divisional. Knowing that you guys haven't achieved the result in the last 2 years, to get out of this round that you've won, does this locker room feel that pressure? Is there
No, I wasn't here. I wasn't here for the first one, and I was kind of here for the third one, you know. And I wasn't here for the second one either, though. So, I'm here for this one though, and I feel like we're all ready to go. I feel like everybody is excited. You know, Terrell Bernard gave us a quote of, you know, the man in the river. It was an old Greek. I think it was Hercules or something like that, and he was saying that, you know, the man gets in the river once, and the next time he gets in the river, it's not the same man, and it's not the same river. The past is the past. We have a huge opportunity in front of us to go out there and achieve all our dreams. We get one game to go do it. How can you not get up for moments like this, for games like this? You know, Bills Mafia is going to be there rocking. It's going to be late. It's going to be cold. It's everything that we want. We're healthy. They're healthy. And this is what it's all about.
Max Crosby on the Let's Go show on Sirius XM earlier this week, and you kind of explained just going against Lamar and Derrick Henry, it's a balance of being aggressive but also picking your spots. How do you view preparing for a matchup against two guys where you want to be aggressive but you can't be overly aggressive because then you could be?
You know, we got great coaches here, and to play the game and then coach, it'll be super tough. All I do is whatever they give me, whatever the game plan is, especially at this point in the year, I trust those guys. They trust me. Whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do it. If you want me to do a cartwheel into the A-gap and you think that's going to work, I'm going to do it. I trust you know, Bobby Babbage and Marcus West and Coach McDermott, well, whatever game plan they present. And my job is to run it to the best of my ability. So if that's cage rush, I'm going to do it. If that's taking my shot here, I'm going to do it. They do a good job of really mixing up the coverages and the schemes and the fronts. And whenever it's my time to go out there and do what I do, I'm going to do it.